Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
2-6-7, 9-6-80, 2 hours of calls about last night's debate. Let's get into it. Rabot & Co., ESPN 680, 105.7. Zach Cantrell, other side of the glass. Louis Rabot with you. 10-0-0 means it's time to start the show. You can find me on Twitter at Radio Louis, and of course the station at ESPN 680. Inside Churchill Downs tonight at 6 after the mixtape. Reds Cardinals tonight, 7:45. Also on the station here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Look, Antonio Reeves goes in the draft. Justin Edwards does not. We'll talk about it. Lakers select Bronny. We have to talk about that. And of course, look, Zach and I have made the important decision. And it's a programming decision that I think affects the most number of people possible. We're going to keep talking college football 2025. We're going to talk video games. We're going to do that kind of stuff because, frankly, it's what we do around here. The Sunday ticket lawsuit verdict came down at like 4 o'clock yesterday. My God, that's a lot of money. The supplemental draft went away. I didn't know it was still around. And a little bit on NBA free agency. I'll give out some horses for tomorrow. Stephen Foster Day, the last big day out of Churchill Downs until they race again in September. But you can text the show, 437-9680, on the UPS jobs text line here with the show. Tons of texts to start.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations, to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive. Oh.
Between that and the first pitch after 9/11, and then Obama just bombing threes.
We used to be a proper country.
We used to have presidents that could do that stuff.
We used to have a president that would talk about stopping terrorism before arguing about golf.
Texter, how will last night's debate affect who the Dallas Cowboys select as team captains? Texter, how will Petito's call to KSR affect the Cowboys special teams during night games when it's less than 55 degrees out? Texter,
oddly specific.
How do a convicted felon and a senile man affect the Dallas Cowboys? It doesn't, because they've had both. Texter, oh, Louie, I would pay high dollar to watch you guys have a slap-off challenge. Oh, man. See,
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Texter, last night proves what I said preseason, that it was Final Four or bust. The talent was there now, but we don't have the talent, and maybe not even the coach. Texter, let's get ready to mumble. Texter, guessing that Zach's head just exploded when Louis dropped the phone number to talk about the debate. No, we're good. We're all right. He knows I'm kidding. 437-9680 is our UPS jobs text line. Man, oh, man. I was telling Zach, though, if we were an evening show. Bob used to do the overnight show at ESPN.
Yeah.
That's how, frankly, what's funny is looking back, just because of life and whatever, I probably listened to more of Bob when he was on the overnight show because of my schedule at the time than I do now. Just because we have stuff right after the show, I got to meet with partners and that kind of stuff, and at the noon hour before my kids get out of school, that kind of stuff. And so
yeah.
I listened to a ton of Bob's overnight show. Had we had the overnight show, just open the phone lines.
Oh, yeah.
Let people just go. Just go. That's exactly right. Let people vent.
Would we have cut off the mics like CNN did?
Oh, man. Texter, I don't know what you just said, and I'm not sure if you do either. Texter, last night ruined my For You page on Twitter, LOL. I know, dude. I know. 437-9680. The purpose of what we do here, though, however, is to have fun, and so we will do that today. But it is the day after the draft. By the way, I'm not at all sure what the NBA is doing. They went from the equivalent of the first round of the NFL draft on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
With their first round. But their second round was like rounds 5 through 7 of the NFL draft immediately the next day. They do it, what did it start at, like 3 in the afternoon?
Yeah, we were doing roundtable. It started at 4.
What?
Yeah.
If you're going to have 2 days, televise the thing in primetime. What are we doing?
Oh, no, I had a draft sounder on here every time they made a pick. They would have
da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you want me to do it again?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can if you want.
Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do. I'm sorry, that's spot on.
It's the same music for the NFL and the NBA.
They should, though. It's good. It's the jingle, right? No, you don't mess with the good jingle.
It's like Pavlov's dog. You know, like, as soon as you hear that music, oh, somebody's picking.
John Tesh's Round Ball Rock should be the intro for all basketball games in the United States. It's okay to say.
It's true.
It's okay. Everyone should steal it. It's okay to say.
What should be
the good jingle is the good jingle.
What should be the intro to every football game?
Well, it's not coming to your city.
No.
Which should have been retired a decade ago. Man, they are stubborn.
I was
going to
say,
that.
Would we pick the Fox theme? Would it be the CBS Sunday Night Football?
Yeah, the Fox theme is strong, dude. It is. It's strong. The Fox theme is very strong. The robots are stupid.
Yes.
They can't quit the robots. They're entrenched, but the theme is very, very good.
But as soon
good.
As you hear like the opening chords of that, you know it's time for football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, Texter is sending in the gif of the guy in Billy Madison.
Yes.
What you've said is the most insanely idiotic thing I've ever heard. It did feel like that at points last night. I was saying, you know, what I don't want to do is blame CNN for anything last night, but they did Trump a favor by cutting his mic.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't get to ramble.
Yeah.
So anything that could have been negative about him last night was they really cut off a bunch of that stuff. Texter hit him hit him high for football JT money. Texter, no time to watch the debate began. Lifetime despise of Pitino. This will occupy the rest of my days. Texter, ESPN didn't want to go up against the debate and have people miss Brody getting picked. SEC on CBS was goated music. It is good. It's very good.
They're still keeping that music, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good,
they're still going to do it just for Big Ten.
Yeah.
Because CBS did it before they got the SEC.
No one has heard Louis and the NBA draft sound at the same time. See?
That's true.
That's fair. Look, the Pitino stuff, here's the thing.
Hold on. We got to do it.
Just saying. Listen, the Pitino stuff. Do you want an open on the Pitino stuff? Do people care what I think about the Pitino stuff? I actually don't know.
Strebel talked about it for like an hour and a half yesterday.
Correct. And he should have, by the way, and Mark should too. And if you are doing a show that leans one way, you should certainly do that. I'm positive everyone listening thinks this show leans one way or the other. But, Zach, a couple of things could be used to explain the Pitino stuff. But there's one thing that's uncomfortable that I think all of us need to know, which is, I mean, BBN, when you get close to, and in his case, the end of your career, the BBN stuff is just easier than the Louisville stuff. The stuff that happened here is gross. I mean, just gross. And the stuff that happened with BBN is national titles and like great players and dragging them out of the dregs of whatever was happening in the 90s, right? I mean, that story is so – the 96 team is so beloved. The fact that, you know, the 97 team was what it was until injuries and, you know, the 98 team so beloved, that era, because it was such a reprieve from what happened before that, that I think he should definitely lean that texture. The show leads Cowboys texture. In Rick's mind, he can understand because he knows Kentucky feels like he betrayed them. In Rick's mind, Louisville betrayed him, and that's why he has no problem doing this. I think that's probably right. I think that's probably right. Texter, that NFL draft jingle was invented to wake people up in case they fell asleep. I don't think you're wrong, by the way. Texter, U of L fans didn't have problems with Pitino's loyalty when they hired him after he won a national championship for their arch rival and beat them every year they played. Yeah, it is very easy in hindsight to have opinions in the moment, though, is very different. Texter, I need Louisville to go a different route for intro music. I'm thinking Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh,
Texter, they call it Rick Pitino Theater for a reason, people. Yeah, no, you're right about that, 100%. 437-9680. No, it's just with Rick Pitino. When you realize that even someone as arrogant as him, that it's coming to a close, you realize you have to stake your flag somewhere. And when you're a Larry Brown type or a Rick Pitino type and you've been a lot of different places, you have to plant your flag. Now, I think in Larry Brown's case, to his credit, he's never done that.
No.
He's comfortable kind of being everywhere, being a nomad. I say to his credit, but to his, I don't know, to try to be as honest about him as possible. But I think Rick's never done that either, and I think people underestimate how difficult for him the time away, having to coach in Europe, doing that stuff was. I think they really do. Was it earned? At least partly, sure. But I think people underestimate how hard that was for him, having to go to, you know, to coach Panathinaikos, that kind of stuff. And so I do think you look back at the times that were the best when you were, you know, the most beloved by the most number of people. And I think that's, you know, BBN's an easy one to latch onto. I just think it is. And now that Mark Pope's in the office there, a guy direct walked off the bus, made Gandolfo cry. You know, I mean, that's an easy thing to do. So there you go. I don't have a huge take on it. It's not something that's deeply emotional for me because I didn't live here in the 90s. And you know, I moved here in 2009. So Rick Pitino was always U of L for me as far as my, you know, my experiential basketball, you know, time in the area. And so it isn't that for me, but I get it. I get it. I really do. Frankly, I get both sides on this one. It's a terrible way to do sports talk radio, but I understand. I understand if you're a UK fan, he goes to Louisville, bleep that guy. I also understand if you're a U of L fan and you hear him talking this way about UK. And then really, Lightsey put it really well, which was it's almost like he hooked up with your, you know, with his ex's friend just to get back at his ex. And yes, he's a spiteful dude, like a legitimately spiteful guy. So that wouldn't be totally surprising, but 17 years is a long time to be that spiteful. Texter, I don't believe U of L handled the Pitino, et cetera, situation 7 years ago well. Not too surprising, Pitino's assisting UK. I think that part is true, too. I think that part is true, too, especially in his mind. Once, you know, we watched it with Cal, too, at Kentucky. Stay with me for a second. When these guys get to certain places, they feel like they need to build the fortress, right? And he had that fortress with Juric. Juric was his gatekeeper, right? And essentially, he could do a lot of things, and they could become very public, and he would have the Juric support afterward. And frankly, that's what good athletic directors do for the guys that they hire, right? This is normal behavior. Once Cal lost Dwayne Peavy and Mike Pratt, it got really bad in Lexington. His fortress was gone.
Yep.
And we've seen it in both places, and now he's at Arkansas. That is considerably less of a rival than Louisville is to Kentucky, of course. But look, still same league, same all those things. It is a reminder, though, with all empires, with all of these guys, eventually, number one, eventually they fail. And number two, it's almost always ugly.
Yep.
Coach K, you always bring up, and you're right to, is the exception. Saban is the exception. I think Belichick is in that group now.
Yeah.
I think he left on good enough terms with the Patriots.
Well, if you watch the roast, he and Robert Kraft still don't like each other.
I think that's fair, but it is not the angst that you get around here with these programs. It's not close, right? No, it's not the love that is, like, Saban's still getting paid. He's getting paid more, by the way. Did you see that story?
Yeah.
He's making more money from Alabama than he did before, but
it was
because of Nike money and that kind of stuff. They can make it
well,
up.
Belichick's not getting booed when he goes back to New England.
Perfect. That's a perfect way to put it. He walks in, the fans are not booing him. That's
no.
right. Now, he and Robert Kraft are both very wealthy, very successful people. They're in a class where they can get, you know, that those are the kinds of people that could fight one another because they're in the same room. I remember hearing, gosh, and I forget where I heard it, Zach, darn it. But someone did the analogy of James Bond movies.
Mm.
Stay with me here.
Yeah.
And how the villains in the movies, everyone thinks are stupid because they invite Bond in to see all their stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Well, they do that because James Bond lives like they do. Only a guy like James Bond can appreciate fully what they've amassed, right? What they've put together. There's a really bad movie with Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo where he's an art thief. And he's enamored with her, not because she's trying to arrest him, but rather because she says something like, "Wow, you live very well." And he takes that as a huge compliment because from a person like you or me, that means nothing to the very wealthy.
Right.
But from someone who knows what it's like to live like that, it means a lot. And I think these guys get into these fortresses, and when they fall, there's no one else that can really appreciate what they do. So when Pitino sees one of his own guys in the same office, I think there's a little bit of that going on.
Sure there is.
There's a little bit of, oh, okay, I understand what he's doing, what he's going through right now. I mean, Mark Pope looked tired at that press conference, man. It's a different job, and he talked about it. I know in a self-deprecating way that I made fun of. I understand that. But he talked about it. He talked about, this is a different gig, man. It's different being the UK coach.
You don't think those cookies woke him up? Give him some milk. Get the man some milk.
By the way, no cookies at the presser the other day at U of L. What are we doing? I mean,
come on, Pat. What are we doing?
No Mountain Dew. No bourbon. No cigars.
Pat.
What is the... I would have a cigar roller written into my contract if I ever got a job like U of L.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Like, part-time guy comes in 5 hours a week, rolls my cigars for me?
Yes.
What would people write into their contracts, 437-9680? What would yours be, you think?
I don't know. Okay. I haven't thought that much. I'll give it some thought.
I watched some of the debate last night, and then I thought, you know what? It's 77 degrees outside. I'm going to sit outside, have a couple cigars, and just forget that this is happening here.
Yeah.
The Thomas Crown Affair. Thank you very much.
I probably would have somebody roll in, like, pizza or beer or whatever, just on call. Like, come on. Let's go.
Texter, I don't care that Pitino's kissing UK's buttocks. What drives me crazy are the Strebels of the world thinking and acting like it's a huge deal to the Louisville fans. I think it's how he talked about Louisville that stands out to people. And I think that's probably true. Texter, maybe it's because of your former co-host, but I feel your show leans toward blue, constantly having UCAN writers and UCAN people on the show. Kevin, I do that because the 10 o'clock show on 93.9 is all red. And so the reason I have Ben Roberts on here is because, frankly, no one else does. And literally no one in this market does. No one in Lexington does. No one in the Commonwealth has a beat writer around UK basketball on their show.
Really?
No.
Wow.
John Clay does occasional radio, but yeah, he's not a beat writer. He's a columnist.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, other shows that are on at this hour, they just give their own opinions. There's no inside. There's no beat writing. There's no attending all the games and going to practices and being at the draft combine. Ben does those things. He's on the ground. And you know, those sorts of things. And Kevin, I would gladly have more U of L people on if I knew they were going to be at the Courier Journal for longer than 9 months. I would gladly do that. Texter, I was poor before kids, but now I'm considered broke. Yeah, no, that's right. Texter, did you just call the Thomas Crown Affair a bad movie? It's my top five. I'm switching to KSR. Top five? That's a top five movie for you? I do like Rene Russo, I'm not going to lie.
I've never heard of Rene Russo.
Shut. You'll know exactly who she is. IMDb.
Okay.
You'll know exactly who she is. Texter, I would have a golden tea machine in my office. You can do that anyway, brother. You go to Facebook Marketplace right now. You could probably buy one for $300. Texter, even Kramer had guys imported the real cigars for him.
Oh, of course I know Rene Russo is. Duh.
Yeah, of course. What are we doing? Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yes, she is.
She's a good actress, too.
Yes, she
is. Yeah. No, she's really talented. Man, oh man. So there you go. There's sort of my thoughts. It's just when you get to the end of your career and you realize you've got to, if you want to plant your flag somewhere, you got to make choices. Now, Rick is who he is, and he's going to swipe someone else while planting the flag. And he didn't need to rivalry, but he's on KSR, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, that goes out. Texter, Louie, and Zach, I'm glad that you give us UK fans another place to go. And you know what? I think Kevin's assessment is true, because if I do have on a Ben Roberts every week, you know, and I do, you know, pick the mind of a guy like John Clay, or excuse me, of John Hale, then yeah, you're right. We probably do more UK stuff on this side than we do U of L stuff.
Plus, I do post games for basketball.
But if you ask me right now, who do I think the best coach is of the four doing football and basketball at the
Brom?
Who do I think it is? It's Brom, right?
Brom.
Yeah, I do. I do think that, right? So, I mean, I would hope that people...
What about Kenny Brooks, the women's coach?
Rene Russo was also in Tin Cup. Yes, she was. Yes, that's she true. Was. Texter, what I enjoy about your show is that I can't tell what team you're for. I hope that's how people feel. I'll tell you, John Clay, there's a scathing piece about the decline of UK athletics under Barnhart in the... What are those standings called? I have it pulled up. I'm sorry, but...
That Commissioner's Cup?
Yes, the Commissioner's Cup. And how that used to be something that was very... very consistently, you know, UK's name popped up in the top 20 all the time, and it's just not happening anymore. And so we'll have to get into that at some point as well. Texter Louise Froggy's Popcorn is going to have that trailer out at Shakespeare in the Park tonight. Oh, I love that she's texting it. How about that?
Grace. Gratitude. Let's start there.
I also feel like I make fun of that guy a lot. Texter, come get some fresh movie popcorn, lemonade, frozen bananas. Watch Shakespeare in the Park. Comedy of Errors is at 8. The food trucks start at 6:30. How about that? Texter, Rene Russo topless is why it's a good movie. It's not a bad part of the movie, I won't lie. Texter, the whole Patino feel things for our guy Kevin feels like a slap to the face of the Louisville fans. Fans have always supported him, even when our banner was taken down under his watch. I understand the consternation from Louisville fans. I do. I really understand it. The other part is, there have been very few bright spots since then. Since he left, there was so much upheaval. Yeah, but just with assistant coaches and Chris Mack getting a fair shake and ADs changing all the time, president's office not supporting the basketball program. Like, there's been so much bleep, just so much bad stuff that it would be easy in my mind as a fan to extrapolate, hey, Patino leaves, then it goes the way that it does. And, you know, I it would be easy to do that, and for him to come back then,
yeah,
in an interview like yesterday and say those things, man, no thanks.
Well, I thought Bobby Knight would never go back to Indiana, but he did. So Patino will be back at Louisville at some point. I'm just his reaction, I think, give it some time. He'll get cheered just like every other coach who returns. When Louisville gets good again, if Pat Kelsey turns that program around,
I think
a lot of people are going to forgive
Patino.
I was going to say,
they're going to have to win games before
they're going to have to win
forgive Patino.
Oh, no, it can't happen this year. But, I mean, when Bobby Knight left Indiana, he was still mad at them for 20 years, even though all the people that fired him and everything were gone. I think the same thing's applying for Patino. Everybody who had anything to do with that's no longer at Louisville.
Texter, when you live in Louisville as a UK fan, I want to hear about UK, but I also want to keep up with the team in the city, especially the rival. If I lived in Bowling Green, I'd like to hear about WKU too. No, I think that's right, and so I hope we do enough of both. But yeah, I think I do attend. The other part is people, for example, like I'm sure you could have listened to our coverage of the draft this week and thought, "Wow, Louis does a UK show. What am I going to do? Talk about Trenton Flowers?
Were there any Louisville guys that was
no?" Like, they weren't in the draft. Like, that's the thing, too. Like, at some point, like, we have to acknowledge this is a basketball town. It hasn't been good for 2 years. It's okay. And I really hope it's better. I really hope it's better.
Just wait till football season. We're going to speak very highly of Jeff Brohm if they do exactly what we think they're going to do.
We crushed the cookie thing, too.
Yes, we did. Yeah, come on. We crushed the cookie thing.
Oh, man. Texter, if he wanted to display a sense of class, he could have donated to both football programs. I actually think that's probably correct. That's probably correct. Or don't donate.
Yeah, how do you think the people at St. John's feel about him donating to a different
program? That's a weird dynamic as well. Yeah. Texter, that was Pierce Clarkson, that movie. Duh. Not Pierce Clarkson. Oh, man. A reminder, a 10 o'clock hour on Fridays is the happy hour with our friends at Bourbon Country Cannabis and the Hectares products over there. HECTARES.com. Go check them out. If you use our promo code online, 680-20, you'll get 20% off your order over there. That is 680-20. On the site of all the Hectares branded products. If you pop into any of their stores, St. Matthew's, New Lou, or New Albany, you'll get that 20% off if you mention us. So get in there, check out those products. July 4th coming up, get that CBD for your pets, folks. It is super helpful to keep them calm during those fireworks displays. You don't need to get a better dog. You just need to get them some CBD to help them through that week. It's coming up. It's going to start this weekend. So go check them out. St. Matthew's, New Lou, New Albany, get that CBD for your pets. And if you are like me, man, the seltzers are just a fantastic way to help you calm down and wind down at the end of a long day. Zach, I've been working way too late at night, and my brain gets moving, and I cannot fall asleep. Thank God for the Hectares seltzers on those nights. They really do help me fall asleep. Post-draft analysis, and the UK guys landed in some good spots. I do want to talk about Trenton Flowers and where he ended up on a two-way deal as well. We'll do all of that next. Bronny James, how does he affect the Cowboys? We'll talk about it next.
The few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, welcome back in. 10 o'clock hour of a Friday edition of the show. We tell you every Monday we'll get you through the weekend. Here we are, TGIF folks, 10 o'clock hour presented by our friends at Hectares.com, Bourbon Country Cannabis. Go check them out. I cannot suggest enough the CBD for your pets leading into July 4th here. St. Matthew's right on Shelbyville Road, New Lou downtown, and of course over in New Albany in southern Indiana. Texter PK should bring a bowl of Trix to his pressers because Trix aren't just for kids. Texter, if I had one superpower, I'd be able to shut my brain on and off whenever I could. God bless America. Your lips, God's ears, man. Oh, it's unbelievable.
But silly, yeah. PK. Yeah, Tricks are for KP.
Man, our guy Kevin said, man, even though St. John's doesn't have football, it seems like a conflict of interest to donate to another school. And I said, look, it feels very strange, but nothing normal about Rick. There just isn't. I mean, like, nothing about him. By the way, part of that is why he's so good at what he does.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. He might be the best.
Oh, you've got to be insane to be at the level that he's at.
Or right on the edge, yes, correct. We talk about it a lot. That coach psychosis, whatever it is, inside Churchill Downs tonight, 6 o'clock, Reds Cardinals, 7:45 tonight. It is Friday, so we'll have Beer Nose around here as well. Louisville-style pizza since 1977, 13 area locations. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, salads, chicken wings, dine-in, carry-out delivery. Order online, beernose.com. Beer Nose Pizza, yeah, it's that good. Hey, 50 players now. Drafted in the Cal era of 15 years. The last one being Antonio Reeves. As, by the way, I think the most charming thing about Ben Roberts this last year was that he got close enough with Antonio Reeves that he called him Tone.
Yeah.
And he would just casually say it. He obviously wasn't thinking about it. He wasn't trying to be cool. I made the joke about trying to dap up players, you know, that kind of thing yesterday, which I would fail at miserably. I'm glad they don't come by.
Yeah, don't try that.
Yeah, no, it'd be bad for this 43-year-old dad. But the, you know, with the 50 players, and now that we're, you know, past the 15 years, I did the open about the first night of the NBA draft really being the door closing on the Calipari era. It's okay to say out loud, if you have 50 guys drafted, you should win more than one title. These are okay things to be in the analysis. It's okay to say number one. Number two, there's a cool snippet, and Scotty Davenport retweeted it, about these guys who are in a hurry to leave their high schools and go to academies, and how many good high school coaches there are around the country. And I don't need to get into that conversation because, frankly, I'm certainly no expert on how good Ballard's coach is, or I don't know, Fern Creek, or, you know, Holy Cross or something, whatever, where, you know, Leibs is. Like, I don't know.
I think we can say Leibs is a pretty good coach.
He's fine, yes. He'll be okay. He'll figure it out. But guys like Justin Edwards are a reminder that people get bad advice a lot. And in an era, Zach, when you can make a lot of money with NIL. I mean, Justin Edwards should have played another year in college. Mm-hmm. I don't know where, but he should have played another year in college. But if he goes to, let's just pick a school nearby. If he goes to Cincinnati and they pay him $500,000 to play basketball at Cincinnati, is that a bad thing?
No.
I don't think so either. But this is from the Herald Leader. This is from our guy Cam Drummond, was on the other day. At one time, considered the number one possible overall pick in the NBA draft, Justin Edwards instead went undrafted with 30 picks on Wednesday and 28 more on Thursday. Last summer, The Athletic and USA Today were among the national outlets that projected him as the top overall selection in this year's draft, a prediction that obviously didn't come close to holding true after Edwards experienced, quote, an up-and-down season in Lexington. I got to be honest, how many ups were there? Two?
Yeah, a couple games.
Out of 32 games or whatever?
Yeah.
Instead, it was Antonio Reeves being chosen at 47 overall in the second round, following Reed Sheppard, of course, third to the Rockets, and Rob Dillingham, eighth, eventually to the Minnesota Timberwolves. And it's a reminder that sports is brutal, man, and it's very public. If you fail, it is very public if you succeed. Now, he has a two-way deal with Philadelphia, which is ironic because he's from Philly, and his mom has been very vocal about not wanting to go back to Philadelphia. Now, let's be clear. With a two-way contract, you don't have to live where he grew up. It's okay. Like, he can find a different way to live in Philadelphia. But exactly 50 draft picks for Cal in his time there. I also want to say real quick before I get into this, I really enjoyed, and I've said it a lot on the show, I really enjoyed watching Antonio Reeves play basketball. I think he's a really dynamite player to watch.
Yeah.
And I feel good for him going to New Orleans because they're one of those cusp teams.
Yep.
And I think he'll have a spot, seventh player, eighth player, microwave guy, like Dillingham we expect with Minnesota. If Zion's healthy and can draw attention and you've got a guy like Reeves, actually that could be a great landing
spot
for him.
Knockdown shooter, spot up.
No question. Yeah.
Oh,
right?
He's got a spot in the league. He'll be there. I think he plays in the NBA for 10 years.
Sounds right. Sounds right. I just, from everything we've heard about him, Ben's very clearly enamored with the guy as far as his personality and his work ethic and those kinds of things. He talked over and over about his work ethic away from away from practice, away from organized activity. He was still doing the darn thing.
And you could see the marked improvement he had even just from last season to this current season, past season. Yeah.
And that's where it's interesting. And a texter says this: Cal never developed anyone. Justin Edwards not being drafted proved it again. His guys were drafted, 99% would have been picked straight out of high school. And that's the issue.
Livingston had the same thing last year.
For sure.
Those clutch ain't going to be too happy with Cal.
Texture, I think Tone's got that funky cold Medina, and I think he's going to be in the NBA for a long time with that beautiful Jay. I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is. I think Tone's going to be fine, if we're calling him Tone now. I don't feel that close to him.
I think it's that's Ben's thing. We can't call him Tone.
I think with Reeves, you really do get a perfect cap to the Calipari era because it started with one and dones and it ended with the transfer from Illinois State.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of the perfect summation of the last 15 years in college basketball where Cal was ahead of the curve. He was willing to take a chance on a John Wall, on a Boogie Cousins as centerpieces of his team, not just as recruits, as centerpieces, knowing they were going to be there for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then it ends with the guy who needed 2 years in college to get drafted, but he does get drafted. It's also a perfect cap that Justin Edwards doesn't get drafted, and he was the preseason number one overall pick, projected at least. That's also perfect for the Cal era, because by the time we got to the end of it, it wasn't good. Well, it wasn't good enough. It wasn't good. It wasn't good for players. It wasn't good for coaches. It just wasn't good.
Yeah.
And look, he can sugarcoat it any way he wants about going to Arkansas and wanting to do this again, in his words. It would also be refreshing to hear him say, yeah, I had to get the hell out of there.
Well, how about DJ Wagner? He was talked about as a high draft prospect, and he's at Arkansas. Aaron Bradshaw is at Ohio State when he was supposed to be a high
Bradshaw
draft prospect.
Will give a slight pass because of injury. That's it.
Yeah, that's
You're
true.
Right about it, but that's it. That's the only reason. You're right about Wagner, especially Wagner, because think about how many guys got drafted out of UK where we went, eh. Like, Cason Wallace was good.
Yes.
But not great.
He was fine.
Good player. And they were better when he was at the helm than with Sevier Wheeler.
Correct.
No question. But OKC saw him and was like, yeah, top 10. Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go. And the thing here with Edwards and why it's the perfect cap to everything, I really thought the first night was, man, the second day came in and just 50 players, perfect number, round number. And then Edwards doesn't get drafted. It's the perfect cap to Cal's time there because it reflects both the sport and his personal tenure.
Would you have drafted him?
Edwards?
Yeah.
By the time...
I would have.
I would rather have Justin Edwards and Bronny James.
I would too.
Is that a fair, like, if we're doing that, like late in the draft kind of guys?
No, he should have been drafted. I think so. You take a flyer on him. Yeah, why not?
Just you can,
the talent's there for a reason. I mean, we all know that
the body's the there
one,
is really
yeah,
what
the number.
It is.
He was the projected number one pick for a reason.
For a reason, that's right. I mean, he's a 6'8 guard.
Yeah.
You tell me the future of the NBA isn't, and I know smaller guys are getting to play, but a wing guy, a guy that can move. I mean, you know, I got a buddy, David. I see at Churchill a lot. And he goes to UK games, and he would text in a lot like, man, it's there. He's just not doing it at UK.
And how many times have we seen guys not do much with Calipari at UK, but they get to the NBA and their game's unlocked?
And that's the thing about Wagner that's so damning for Cal. We all saw his ability to get to the hoop. We all saw it. The flashes were there. The shooting is not, for sure. The shooting is not. But in this draft class, in this freaking draft class, that's a huge knock on Calipari.
Yeah.
Because, look, point guards for him were it. That's what he did better than almost anyone, frankly. And I can't believe Wagner went to Arkansas, unless it's just for money.
It's got to be.
If it's for money, then buddy, do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Texting about the Kyle Filipowski story.
Oh, yeah.
And I put up as a poll, and I should look now because I have not followed up on this. What is the more, gosh, I want to make sure I use the word that I used in the poll. Wilder NBA draft story, Bronny to Australia and the Filipowski girlfriend in the Jazz. About 60% said Filipowski and the Jazz.
I agree.
That story is high-level bizarre, and the fact that his family is being so public about it now, number one, is incredible. Number two, he goes to the Jazz.
Of course he did.
He goes to the Jazz.
That'll help.
Do you think you could be brainwashed by a beautiful woman? Because I think I could.
No. In some aspects, maybe. Completely? No. Am I going to not talk to my parents because of a woman? No. Not like that.
Yeah.
Could I be brainwashed in certain other aspects? Maybe.
Yeah.
I'd like to say no, but I wouldn't be Filipowski, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a Mormon.
I would
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
What a dismount. I don't know, man. Money and women, they make you real stupid, I'll tell you. It's actually all Cal needed to do was listen to Isla. UK would have been much better. That part's actually not wrong. Like, but that's part of it. It's why the cap of Edwards not getting drafted was perfect. Because he wasn't listening to other people. That fortress had fallen apart for him.
That's right.
And he felt like the only place he could go was himself. And that's why I asked Ben about, now I'm forgetting his name, his assistant that's been with him for a decade. And
not Brad,
not hiring his family.
Cal, I can hire my family.
Should this be the show that coins him as Cal 2.0?
Yes.
He's Cal 2.0, right?
Oh yeah.
It's a perfect cap because that all fell apart for him and he felt like he could only look inside. He couldn't get help. That's why I asked about Pope with this. Cody Feger.
Feger.
And so, is it okay to have a guy around that long as he doesn't become a yes man, right? If his role is to not be the yes man, then that's awesome. That's as a fan, that's what you want to hear, right? You want to hear that your coach is surrounding himself with people who, number one, do their job well, but number two, are able to challenge the coach and he listens.
You want assistants that are going to be around for a while, but you also want guys that won't just kiss his ass and be like a yes man, all that kind of stuff. Dean Smith had Bill Guthridge for 30 years. Worked out pretty well.
Texture, Zach's never had relations with April. My man would be brainwashed. I get it. Oh, man.
April could not brainwash me.
I love what you're so damn sure about. I love it.
I am very sure about it.
I love it, man. I love it. It makes me happy. Man, oh, man. But Edwards does end up with a two-way deal in Philadelphia, as does Trenton Flowers with the Clippers. And I don't know if Trenton Flowers at the end of the day made the right move or not. I know how he left here, to me, was untoward by taking money and then leaving anyway. But what do you think, Zach? He gets a two-way deal with the Clippers. Did he make the right move?
I mean, he didn't play for KP, so I would actually say yes. He got a two-way deal. He got some kind of contract in the NBA.
He got the same outcome as Justin Edwards.
Yes. And Justin Edwards was the number one projected pick coming into the year, and Trenton Flowers is only
playing. And he had a pro contract for a year in Australia.
Yes. Right? He got paid, and he didn't have to, and his game probably wasn't stunted.
Texter saying the glaringly obvious thing, which is that Feger might be Cal's version of Robic. Every UK fan is hoping that's true. For sure. Just to mention Orlando Antigua. I get it, man. There were dudes on that bench that know basketball, and Cal did not listen to them at the end, for sure. It's just a reality. And yesterday was perfect. Antonio Reeves, the transfer from Illinois State, gets drafted. The kid out of high school that's supposed to be the number one kid.
Yeah.
Not so much. What did you just play?
No. Somebody texted Jessica Alba could get me to stop talking to my parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jessica Alba in her prime. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not out of her prime.
Oh, no. No.
She aged like fine wine.
I'm telling you. I will put it this way, Zach, from my personal experience. My wife says and does things in my general direction that I would never do in her general direction.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I will put it that way. First hour of our show on Fridays is the happy hour presented by our friends at Hectares.com. H-E-C-T-A-R-E-S, Hectares.com, and our friends at Bourbon Country Cannabis. 680-20 is the code on the website. Just mention ESPN when you get into those stores. Get that CBD for your pets, effective ahead of July 4th. Texter Megan Fox could throw me anyway. Texter. I just signed a three-way deal with Skyline Chili. More Hectares talk. We do it next.
Listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
Ah, yes. Rock and or roll. This is Rabot & Co. ESPN 680 105.7. Final segment here at 10 o'clock hour, presented by our friends at Bourbon Country Cannabis, Hectares.com. Go check them out. CBD for your pets ahead of July 4th. Make sure you get in there as well. Texter, Cat will do better in Arkansas because he has KP back. Oh, yeah, Texter. Less talking, more slapping. Rake top five contenders. I've got Gooby. Nick has the biggest target. Oh, man. Top five contenders. Oh, the good stuff. By the way, man. This... And God bless him. God bless him. Ben Roberts went through all 50 draft picks in the Cal era, dude. And what they, like, followed their careers, wrote multiple paragraphs about all of them. Like, there's, I don't know, 75 words about Daniel Orton.
That's about 70 too many.
Oh, man. Josh Harrelson gets a paragraph and a half. DeAndre Liggins.
DeAndre Liggins.
Marquise Teague, Jerod Lamb, Darius Miller, Nerlens Noel, Archie Goodwin, James Young. Like, these dudes that you just, I mean, I'm sure fans remember very fondly and very well, but dude, just this article, dude.
Some real NBA legends.
It is, I gotta say this. There were some guys in here that I was like, man, I really like watching him play, even if he wasn't like Dakari Johnson. I don't know why. I really like watching that guy play. He's just a dump truck. Like just nothing graceful, no gratitude, just running people over. I like that about Dakari Johnson.
Is it fair to say the best player is Anthony Davis?
Of his era?
Of the 50 guys. We gotta say AD's number one.
I mean, yeah, because he wins the title and his pro career, but
Booker's up there, Carl Anthony Towns is up there.
Hang on. You are naming players without giving any kind of rationale. What is the basis? What are we using as the scoring system here? Or is it just dudes we feel like are good?
As far as who do I think are the best players in the NBA? As far as their
NBA?
Yeah, NBA.
So post-draft NBA. Life. John Wall had a good career, man. He didn't win a lot, but he had a good career.
AD's still number one.
I agree. Jamal Murray's moving into
Murray's
that category.
Booker's moving up there.
SGA could become
SGA
the guy.
Could be.
He could become the guy.
Yeah. We got to have Cat up there. Cat's been one of the best shooting big men ever.
Yep.
You can say what you want about his defense or whatever, but. Malik?
Here's my hot take. You ready?
Yeah.
I think SGA becomes the best.
Bam's up there. He's not
Texter,
bad.
Kate Beckinsale could make me. Yes. Yes. Texter, sweet rejoin for us old guys. You're welcome. How about that?
You know who's actually moving his way up the list quickly? Tyrese Maxey.
Texter, Jared Vanderbilt is probably amongst the most forgotten UK NBA players by UK fans. 437-9680. Like I said, if you want to join in on this conversation, you're certainly welcome to. But just a reminder, all these names and one title. It is really remarkable.
Do you see Emmanuel Quickley's contract?
I did.
He signed today?
Yeah. Good for him, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Keldon Johnson on here. Of course, some other names that people love. Tyrese Maxey, Emmanuel Quickley. Nick Richards going 42nd overall to the Hornets. And a star in his third season in college. And boy, is that a late bloomer in the Calipari standards, he writes. Isaiah Jackson. Did you remember he went 22nd overall in 2021?
No.
How about that to the Pacers? The top pick from Cal's 9-16 COVID team.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Brandon Boston Jr. went to the Clippers at 51 overall. What a bad team that was, man. Looking back at that. Yeah, Jamal Murray come down the text line. Tyrese Maxey and Fox are up there, too. I agree, actually. Yeah, De'Aaron Fox is a better NBA player than he gets credit for.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No what about much. Randall? We haven't talked about Julius Randall. He's had a good NBA career.
He has. To me, he's a limited Karl Anthony Towns.
I think that's fair. But he did win most improved player.
Very good player. Very good player. I want to be clear. Very good player, but he's a more limited version of that. You know the one that could sneak in if the team ever gets good is Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah.
And it is a very, very strange thing to include on this list. What a bizarre year that was, Zach. My God.
Oh, boy.
21-22. Will he play? Won't he play? Comes out for warm-ups. Doesn't play. What a strange season, man. But 15.9 for the Blazers as a second-year player last year before he gets the injury. But
I forgot Enes Kanter never got eligible.
Yeah, never got
he
eligible.
He went to he was going to be at Kentucky. I forgot. I knew obviously I knew Enes Kanter. I never
By the way, if he's eligible, that team is unbelievable.
Yeah, cuz
he was
2011. Yeah, that's right.
He was a really really good player, man. Really really good player. Chris Livingston obviously is with the Bucks right now. We've heard all of the who, you know, the the anger from Rich Paul about that, but he does have a 4-year contract worth $7.5 million with
the
Bucks.
I forgot Bledsoe won a dunk contest.
How about that?
That's not who I would have ever expected from a Kentucky guy to win a dunk contest.
I know. But let's go ahead and we'll wrap up the hour since it's been very basketball heavy. I'll do some horses in the 11 o'clock hour. But Sam Vecenie and John Hollinger at The Athletic did their post-draft sort of you know, looking back, how do these guys fit where they're going? The interesting thing for this, yeah, Bam Adebayo is another one.
Yep.
That's a really, really
Bam's
good one.
Bam's very good.
Yeah, very, very good. And by the way, I would have been totally wrong about. I still watch him and I don't understand how it works. I don't understand how that guy puts up the numbers that he does. He just looks so awkward in my eyes for some reason. I don't know why. It's not fair. Obviously, he's a terrific player. That's not the question. And he's on winning teams.
Yes.
And so it's not that at all.
He's a great defender.
It's just my eyeballs, for some reason, yeah. It shouldn't work, but it does.
When I think awkward Kentucky guys, it's Michael Kidd-Gilchrist with that jump shot.
Oh. He was so good in college, man.
Oh, he was a great college player, great defender. Couldn't shoot worth a lick.
He was so good, man. So athletic.
Brandon Knight was a good college player.
Yes, he was.
Ended up having a decent NBA career.
Texter, I want to see Cookie Monster backing down Josh Harrelson in the post. Cookie Monster should be the TBT mascot.
Yes.
We should make that happen. Yeah, Brandon Knight coming down. He's a good college player. He really was.
Yes, I know about Brandon Knight. I'm aware.
The Zachary Risache going first. San Vicente had him fifth.
Yeah.
Hollinger had him like 15th or something.
Yeah,
13th.
It's kind of like Anthony Bennett when he got drafted by the Cavs.
And so what I'm starting to wonder, Zach, is was this a bad draft or was there just no consensus? I'm not reading that one about Tyler Hero, but it's very good. Is it just because we didn't have a consensus on who was at the top of the draft?
No, I just think it's lack of name recognition. We don't have that guy.
Is that happening too?
Yeah. I mean, all apologies to the French players and everything, but unless you're Victor Wembanyama, we're probably not that aware of your game.
Yeah, coming from a U of L fan, now Anthony Davis, when they all retire, it'll be SGA. The ceiling is the floor for that guy. I totally agree. He's unbelievable. And he's coming into the league in a time when his style of play is really the thing.
He could have been the MVP this year.
It's actually my favorite thing about Bam is Kendrick Perkins trying to pronounce his name. Bam, out of the bayou. Texter, Nerlens Noel lasted longer in the NBA than I expected. Really wonder how different he'd be if he didn't get injured. That guy, I agree. That's one of the what-ifs for sure of that era.
Yep.
Was how good could he have been? I don't know that team's an all-time great team if he's healthy. I don't want to do that.
They were in the NIT that year. They weren't.
I understand. But my point is, with how good could he have been is a real question for sure. Yeah. Texter, LOL, Zach. I forgot about Brandon Knight versus Ohio State. I actually watched that game with an Ohio State fan. But Hollinger had him 13th, the number one overall pick. Vecenie had him 5th. We get to Reed Sheppard at 3. I think it's worth reminding people that early in the fall, Vecenie fell in love with Reed Sheppard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had him number two on his rankings. By the way, we were saying he's 19. He just turned 20.
So
he's only a year away from being able to go to the James Harden retired
number. The James Harden
clubs.
Memorial.
Yes. And so he had him second. Hollinger, though, says this pick has been rumored to be available for trade, but Houston then zoomed in on Shepard. He's a great fit for a team that struggled with shooting last season, and a player I had rated very highly, regardless of destination. I could easily see him outperforming the first two picks.
I could, too.
And again, the last real week of the Cal era at UK is John Hollinger telling you, Reed Shepard outperforming the top two picks in the NBA draft in his career, and they lose to Oakland in the first round.
But he couldn't outperform Justin Edwards and DJ Wagner enough to get in the starting lineup.
Yep. Yeah, quickly going to go back. 5-year, 175 with the Raptors. Hey, get your money. By the way, Canada, pro athletes, no taxes. I don't know.
Boy, being an NBA player must be the best job in the world right now.
It's up there.
With the way that capped is, and you don't have to take hits. It's not like football.
I hear you.
My kid's going to be a basketball player or a baseball player.
I like how you're suddenly having kids.
Yeah, that's not happening, but if I were...
Women won't make you dumb, but suddenly you're going to have kids.
No, I'm not having kids.
The Timberwolves get Dillingham from the Spurs with that eighth pick. He is 19, by the way.
Yes, he is.
Vasini had him 15th in his rankings. Hollinger said he was eighth on his board. And again, we see this sort of difficulty of coming to consensus on where guys fit in the draft. This wasn't a surprise to Hollinger, he writes, but if he's headed to Minnesota as rumored, that is quite a development. Dillingham is an offensive creator who, if he hits, solves one of Minnesota's biggest existential problems, the succession at point guard beyond a 36-year-old Mike Conley. But the Wolves are also a win-now team. How much can he help immediately? Vasini wrote more about Dillingham than he did any other player in this piece. Marcus T coming out of the text line. I agree. That turned into a very fine player. How do you evaluate him, he writes, depends on what you value. Do you value scoring touch and the ability to separate from defenders? I know evaluators who work for NBA teams who value his scoring upside so much, they have Dillingham as a top five prospect. His potential mixed with his passing improvements have Dillingham believers thinking he could be the best overall offensive player in this class. Zach, you and I went back and forth a lot about him. And that's where I always landed.
Yep.
Was best ISO player in the draft. And by the time he got late in the season and really had learned, especially when he was out there with Shepard, which was a lot, right? Yeah. The two of them seemed to be in lockstep together. Man, he turned into a really good passer as well. And it's fun to watch guys get better over a short, like, 30-game season. And I do think, man, in this case, I think Dillingham getting to go to a Minnesota that is actually doing things the right way for the first time in their franchise's history, in a win-now environment, that's the only negative. Because yeah. I think he needs a couple years to get better. But, massive but, like mine, the thing for him that's great is, no one's going to be looking at him for first option.
Oh, he's not going to have a whole lot
he's
of expectations.
He's not a top three option.
Right away. Right now. No.
That's right. It'll allow him to grow into that. Have you, and I, look, we'll take off the scarlet glasses here for a second.
Yes, we will.
But with Mike Conley.
Yeah.
I, outside of how he got recruited in high school, which I think happens with everyone, I haven't heard a negative thing about the kid.
Never heard a negative word about Mike Conley.
The kid. He's in his
He's
late,
36 years
36,
old.
Yes, about him. Excuse me. I'm so used to talking college players.
He's been in the NBA for about 16 years. Yeah, 16 years. It feels like 26 years.
Yeah. And so...
he's a good guy to learn from.
He does write, the ability to play through contact with Maxey had, and Dillingham does not, is critical to NBA success. Trae Young and Ja Morant are the only sub-175-pound non-lengthy prospects who have become starter-level playmakers in the NBA in the last decade. That will be a thing he has to overcome.
Yeah.
For sure. But if he is able to, if he's able to figure out that part of his game, I think he's going to have not only a good career, a great career.
Oh, Dilly's game is perfect for the NBA. With his ISO game, he can shoot, he can take the ball to the basket, better passer than people think. I think his game translates very well to the NBA. He could be the example of a guy who didn't really get to unlock his potential under Calipari that gets to do it in the NBA. He's
so,
one of those guys.
The reason I brought up Mike Conley is because if he gets 2 years to learn from that guy,
yeah,
that's the way to go then.
That's it.
That's
it. Year three, he's ready to go.
By the way, it was Mike Conley who really got that first contract where people went, oh, they're signing him to that?
Yep.
It was really him.
Yeah, that's right.
Trey Lyle. Yeah, dude, he was... Trey Lyle, yes, 100%. Texter, I'd stop talking to everyone for Sofia Vergara. Thank you, Kevin. I agree. Thank you. Texter, I think Dilly's going to be a huge defensive liability in the NBA-style game. We'll be targeted constantly on pick and rolls. Yes, I think you're going to see it's interesting because the pick and roll went away for the ISO, purely ISO, for a while in the NBA, and now it's back.
Right.
Many, many more teams are doing that. Texter, Louis, when you're our age, everyone under 40 is a kid, LOL. I certainly was. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because once you get 40, you're a man. Can't call you a kid if you're a man.
It's fun watching the pick and roll come back into basketball because it just means ball movement. There's something very fun about offensive ball movement at the highest levels, right?
Sure.
There's something about a beautiful pass in the NBA.
Beautiful
there really
passing.
Is. I wouldn't have passed.
That's Kobe Bryant's whole mentality. Yes, I wouldn't have passed.
Yes, old dude. Damn, it's only a triple team.
there's two other guys that aren't guarding me.
That's exactly right. Oh, man. All right. Well, we thank our friends over at Bourbon Country Cannabis at Hectares.com. Get over there. Get that CBD for your pets ahead of July 4th for hosting the 10 o'clock hour with us here. And if you're like me, man, maybe poolside, you want to try something a little bit different this year. The seltzers are absolutely the way to go. No calories. Delicious dragon fruit flavor is my favorite. Go check them out. Evergreen Liquors all over town. You can find the Hectares products. I do have to talk horses at some point. I also have the college football game on here and that Sunday ticket lawsuit, dude. It blows my mind. We'll talk about all of it next. 11 o'clock hour coming up. ESPN 680, 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.